As young boys, Mike and I were constantly told by my rich dad that money is not real. Rich Dad occasionally reminded us of how close we came to the secret of money on that first day we got together and began making money out of plaster of Paris. The poor and middle class work for money, he would say. The rich make money. The more real you think money is, the harder you will work for it. If you can grasp the idea that money is not real, you will grow richer faster. What is it? Was a question Mike and I often came back with. What is money if it's not real? What we agree it is, was all Rich Dad would say. The single most powerful asset we all have is our mind. If it's trained well, it can create enormous wealth in what seems to be an instant. I'll give you a simple example of creating money. In the early 1990s, the economy of Phoenix was horrible. I was watching the TV show Good Morning America when a financial planner came on and began forecasting doom and gloom. His advice was to save money. Put $100 away every month, he said, and in 40 years you will be a multimillionaire. While putting money away every month is a sound idea, it is one option, the option most people subscribe to. The problem is this. It blinds the person from what's really going on. They miss major opportunities for much more significant growth of their money. The world is passing them by. As I said, the economy was terrible at that time. For investors, this is the perfect market condition. A chunk of my money was in the stock market and in apartment houses. I was short of cash. Because everyone was giving stuff away, I was buying. I was not saving money, I was investing. My wife and I had more than $1 million in cash working in a market that was rising fast. It was the best opportunity to invest. The economy was terrible. I just could not pass up these small deals. Houses that were once $100,000 were now $75,000. But instead of shopping at the local real estate office, I began shopping at the bankruptcy attorney's office or the courthouse steps. In these shopping places, a $75,000 house could sometimes be bought for $20,000 or less. For $2,000, which was loaned to me from a friend for 90 days for $200, I gave an attorney a cashier's check as a down payment. While the acquisition was being processed, I ran an ad in the paper advertising a $75,000 house for only $60,000 and no money down. The phone rang hard and heavy. Prospective buyers were screened, and once the property was legally mine, all the prospective buyers were allowed to look at the house. It was a feeding frenzy. The house sold in a few minutes. I asked for a $2,500 processing fee, which they gladly handed over, and the escrow and title company took over from there. I returned the $2,000 to my friend, with an additional $200. He was happy, the home buyer was happy, the attorney was happy, and I was happy. I'd sold a house for $60,000 that cost me $20,000. The $40,000 was created from money in my asset column in the form of a promissory note from the buyer. Total working time, 5 hours. During this depressed market, my wife and I were able to do 6 of these simple transactions in our spare time. While the bulk of our money was in larger properties in the stock market, we were able to create more than $190,000 in assets, notes at 10% interest, in those 6 buy, create, and sell transactions. That comes to approximately $19,000 a year income, much of it sheltered through our private corporation. Much of that $19,000 a year goes to pay for our company cars, gas, trips, insurance, dinners with clients, and other things. By the time the government gets a chance to tax that income, it's been spent on legally allowed pre-tax expenses. This was a simple example of how money is invented, created, and protected using financial intelligence. Ask yourself how long it would take to save $190,000. Would the bank pay you 10% interest on your money? And the note is good for 30 years. I hope they never pay me the $190,000. I have to pay a tax if they pay me the principal, And besides, $19,000 paid over 30 years is a little over $500,000 in income. The math is simple. You don't need algebra or calculus. I don't write much because the escrow company handles the legal transaction and the servicing of the payments. I have no roofs to fix or toilets to unplug because the owners do that. It's their house. Occasionally, someone does not pay, and that's wonderful because there are late fees, or they move out and the property is sold again. The court system handles that. And it may not work in your area. The market conditions may be different, but the example illustrates how a simple financial process can create hundreds of thousands of dollars with little money and low risk. It's an example of money being only an agreement. Anyone with a high school education can do it. Yet most people won't. Most people listen to the standard advice of work hard and save money. For about 30 hours of work, approximately $190,000 was created in the asset column, and no taxes were paid. Now, you may understand why I silently shake my head when I hear parents say, "My child is doing well in school and receiving a good education." It may be good, but is it adequate? I know the above investment strategy is a small one. It's used to illustrate how small can grow into big. My success reflects the importance of a strong financial foundation, which starts with strong financial education. Financial intelligence is made up of these four main technical skills. Number one, financial literacy, the ability to read numbers. Number two, investment strategies, the science of money making money. Number three, the market, supply and demand. Alexander Graham Bell gave the market what it wanted, and AT&T was born. So did Bill Gates. A $75,000 house offered for $60,000 that cost $20,000 was also the result of seizing an opportunity created by the market. Somebody was buying, and someone was selling. Number four, the law. The awareness of accounting, corporate, state, and national rules and regulations. I recommend playing within the rules. It's this basic foundation, or the combination of these skills, that's needed to be successful in the pursuit of wealth. Whether it be through the buying of small homes, large apartments, companies, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, precious metals, baseball cards, or the like. Personally, I use two main vehicles to achieve financial growth: real estate and small stocks. I use real estate as my foundation. Day in and day out, my properties provide cash flow and occasional spurts of growth in value. The small cap stocks are used for fast growth. I do not recommend anything that I do. The examples are just that, examples. If the opportunity is too complex and I do not understand the investment, I don't do it. Simple math and common sense is all that's needed to do well financially.